Welcome to Souls Harbor Church. We're glad you're here. You can also join us in person at 2601 North Meridian in Wichita, Kansas. We have services at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Sundays and 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights. We are a place of grace and a Bible-believing Pentecostal church where everyone is welcome to come and experience God. On behalf of Pastor Clark and all of us at Souls Harbor, I invite you to come and worship the Lord with us. I know you'll be blessed. Now let's join the service.
I want to talk to you this morning, and I want you to listen very carefully. I don't think I've ever been shook as much about a message that when God dealt with me about this message. I don't think I've ever been shook spiritually like that God spoke to me about this. Maybe it's for me, I don't know, but I feel like that. I wish the church was full. I wish we could record it. I wish it could be preached again and again. So you listen, if you will. Father, I'm asking you today, Lord, that you would help us, Father, today to praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Now, I wanted to read the whole chapter of Isaiah 53, but I won't have time to do that, but I want you to listen very closely to some areas of that. In chapter 53, in verse number 1, it said, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" Now, I want you to listen. You that are saved, you that are born again, you that love Christ, the Bible said that you have believed the report, and the arm of the Lord has been revealed unto you. And then the Bible said that he was despised and he was rejected of men, and a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was, now I want you to look at that word was, because it's mentioned about 6 to 7 times in these verses of Scripture. It said, "He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was," W-A-S, "but he was wounded for our transgression, and he was," W-A-S, "bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was," W-A-S, "upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Verse number 7 said, "He was," W-A-S, "oppressed, and he was," W-A-S, "afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and asleep to the before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth." Verse number 8, "He was," W-A-S, "taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was," W-A-S, "cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, and neither was any deceit in his mouth. And yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, to he hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, and his seed, and he shall see his seed, and he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand." I want to talk to you this morning about the word "he was." He was, not as I am, but the Bible said he was. Who hath believed our report? We believe, everybody here without a doubt believes, that Jesus was. In the book of Revelation, or in the book of Isaiah, we all believe that he was. Even the devil believes that Jesus was back there in that particular time. The Bible said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And then the verse 7 said, "He was oppressed." and he was afflicted for you and I. Verse number 10 said, it pleased the Lord to bruise him and to put him to grief, for the Bible said that he was, everybody believes that Jesus was. Without a question this morning, if I'd ask you, everybody here, you'd say, yeah, Pastor, I really believe the book of Isaiah chapter 53. I believe it without any doubt within my mind. But God said, I wonder what happened, and the Lord spoke to me in a way that it was as if Jesus was grieved in his heart and as if he was wounded in his heart. And yet God dealt with me as he was angry rather than to be a loving God, that he was angry about this. Everybody, even the devil, does not care if you believe he was. He does not care if you believe he was wounded for your transgression. He don't care if you believe that he suffered, that God put him to death. Devil does not care. In fact, you can believe it all you want to. He does not care about that whatsoever. In fact, he encourages you to believe, the book of Isaiah, that Jesus was. And we do that without any doubt whatsoever. But here's what God spoke to me about. He said, you know, everybody believes that I was, but nobody today believes that I am. Come on now. He said, everybody believes I was. But Jesus said, my heart is broken and I'm grieved in my spirit because nobody believes that I am. That I am, that I am alive, that I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And God is angry because he gave his son on Calvary that you and I could have life and we could have it more abundantly. We believe that he was, but today people don't believe that he is, that I am, that he's alive anymore. They don't believe that he's a healer. They don't believe that he's a savior. They don't believe that he's a provider. In fact, they don't even believe that he is. They don't believe that he cares. The devil don't care that you believe that he was, but he's concerned that you're going to believe that he is today. Amen. And this is what God dealt with me so forcibly and so hardly until I had to fall on my face and repent, say, God, I'm sorry. Lord, I do believe God, but we act like Christians. We don't believe that he is today. Come on now. Be with me. We don't believe it today anymore. I talked to a very profound minister the other day, a long distance, a friend of mine, and we were talking back and forth. I said, brother, what is it anymore that we don't see any healing or we don't see that? He said, Brother Clark, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're saying. I know what you're feeling. I know what's within your heart. And I said, I don't understand why we're not seeing it anymore. And the reason we don't see it anymore, because we do not really believe that Jesus is I am today, that he is that I am. And not that I was, but that I am today. Come on. And so when I look at verse number 6, I find out the reason why, and I would to God the church was full today, but listen to me. In verse number 6, it said, we all like sheep have gone astray. We've gone astray from what the Bible taught us to be and what we ought to act and how we ought to pray and how we ought to seek the Lord, how we ought to wait upon God, how we ought to be concerned about the church, how we ought to be concerned about souls. We've gone astray today. We're more concerned about our own personal feelings, our own personal things. We're more concerned about that than we are. God said, you've gone astray. You're not believing that I am today. And I got to thinking about this, and I thought the Lord brought to my mind about Jesus. What if Jesus, when it come time for Calvary, what he said, Lord, could you put it off? It's too hot today. I don't want to be crucified. What if he would have said to Father, if it's all right to you, Lord, it's kind of raining out, and could you wait till it quits raining? Lord, before I have to be crucified. Father, Father, if it's all right for you, Lord, it's a little chilly out there today, and people are going to be, Lord, they're going to be uncomfortable. Could you just wait and give us a little better day? Lord, today, God, I've got to be with my family. I'm going to have a family. We're going to have a get-together this afternoon. And, Lord, I can't go to church. Could you just wait for the crucifixion for just another day? All we like sheep have gone astray. The Bible, we have turned another way. We have come to the place that we honestly in our heart do not believe the word of God that Jesus said, I am. Not that I was, but that I am today. And Christ, we live today like Jesus is a has-been. Come on. Yeah, he was. Devil don't care if you believe he was. But he has been. We don't need him today. My God. Church has come to the place where they don't need the Lord. We're going to live according to our own conscience. We don't feel like praying, we're not going to pray. We don't feel like going to church, we're not going to go to church. We don't feel like visiting sick, we're not going to visit sick. He's a has-been. He really doesn't exist anymore. God said, that's the way the church is treating me. That's the way my people are treating me, that I'm a has-been. And I'm not a I am. But Jesus said, I want you to know that I am. I am the resurrection. I am the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I am he that liveth and was dead, but I'm alive. And I'm alive forevermore, and I've got the keys of death and hell in my hands. I'm not dead, I'm not a was, but I am. I am the life, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the Son of God. I am the Savior of the world today. He said, I am the Messiah. I am the bread of life. I'm from above. I'm the eternal one. I'm the light of the world. I'm the door. I'm the good shepherd. I'm the Son of God. I'm the resurrection of life. I am the Lord and Master. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. I'm Alpha and Omega. I am the first, and I'll be the last. But he said, my people are treating me like I'm a has-been. Folks, we got to realize today that Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, loves you and I, has always loved you and I. But here's what he said. And he said, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. He said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his works. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning, and I am the end. And blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates of the city. Jesus said, I am. I can't express to you how it knocked me to my knees. It drove me down as low as I could get. When God began to speak to my heart that I'm talking about we. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about we. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about us today. Are we treating Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the Savior of the world, as a has-been? That he was, but he is not today? We believe that he was, we believe that he was, but we don't believe today that Jesus saves anymore. We don't believe today that Jesus heals anymore. We don't believe that Jesus baptizes in the Holy Ghost and fire anymore. We don't believe this thing because Jesus is a has-been. And he is not the great I am. But I'm telling you today with all of my heart and my soul, from this time as forth, as long as I am here, we're going to take a turn, we're going to take an about face, and we're going to exalt and glorify and lift up Jesus Christ as never before. He from this point on will never be another has-been in our church. We're going to get to the place of where the Holy Ghost is going to move, and people are going to be under conviction, and people are going to fall on their face before God and say, Lord, I've treated you as a has-been. You're here along with I. I'm not alone in this thing today. We're here as a church. We've treated him as a has-been. We've been happy to come to church and sing a few songs and have a special to take tithe and have a little preaching and go have our way and go have our dinner and never think anything about nothing was really accomplished in the house of God. Oh, God. My God, my God. Listen, here's what's going to happen if we don't do it. But the fearful and the unbeliever and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the adulterers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there shall in no wise, no way whatsoever, there no one, no wise enter into it, talking about heaven, anything that defileth, neither worketh, whosoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. What do you want to do? You want to go with me? You want to walk with me? You want to get back to the old Pentecostal Holy Ghost fire that burns within your heart and your soul? Because that's where we're going. That's where we're going. From this point on, that's where we're going. We're going to lay aside every weight, every sin that does so easily beset us, And we're going to run a race. Amen. We're not going to walk. We're not going to lag. We're not going to drag ourselves into church and feel like we're doing God a pleasure to be in the house of the Lord. We're going to run to the house of God on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. We're going to do our best to be there to uphold Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God. By the grace of God and by His mercy. I'll tell you, folks, this struck me like nothing's ever struck me in my life. I mean, I'm not talking just to you. I'm talking, brother. I buried my face in God. And Lord, forgive me, God. Please, Lord, take me back. God, don't let me lose that anointing. Don't let me lose that, Lord, that precious Spirit of the Lord. God, don't let me lose it today. Father, do something. Whatever it takes, God, to do it.
Thanks for joining us here at Souls Harbor Church. We hope you've enjoyed spending time with us and hearing the Word of God. We invite you to join us live for the service and be part of all that God is doing here at Souls Harbor. Be sure to check back each week for our latest message. And in the meantime, be blessed in Jesus' name.